Nolte, my values haven't changed makes liars of aides who deny Kamala Harris's extremist policies. By John Nolte on August 30, 2024. Perhaps the most revealing moment in incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris's disastrous CNN interview Thursday night was when she admitted, "My values have not changed, especially as it relates to the fascist Green New Deal." Thank you, Kamala, for confirming that your anonymous aides are all lying with those late-night press releases that say you're a Republican now who believes nothing you believed 9 weeks ago. Here's how it went down. CNN chief Kamala cheerleader Dana bashed through cackly McNever borders are the softball of all softballs. One that included the answers right there in the question, and, still, we got this. Fake journalist Dana Bash, generally speaking, how should voters look at some of the changes that you've made, that you explained some of here, in your policy? Is it because you have more experience now, and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you're running for president in a Democratic primary? And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward? Cackley McNever borders are, Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. Deadlines around time. Whatever that means. Anyway. This is no gotcha. On three occasions, Kamala said her values had not changed. Three times. Three. But via late night press releases, Kamala's anonymous aides keep telling us her values have changed. Via those anonymous press releases, we've been told Kamala no longer favors an electric vehicle mandate. She is now pro-fracking, she will secure the border and build the racist wall. And she will no longer outlaw everyone's private insurance with Medicare for all. Come on. If her values haven't changed, her policies in pursuit of those values have not changed. On one of the most important issues of the election, fracking, an issue near and dear to Pennsylvania, the state that might very well decide the election, Harris outright lied to Bash. "I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020 that I would not ban fracking," she said. No, she didn't. That's a lie. What she actually said, and she was being very careful at the time, was that Joe Biden would not ban fracking. Only now, when her values have not changed, and she still embraces the Green New Deal, which bans all fossil fuels, is she attempting to claim she is in favor of fracking, which is pure gibberish? You cannot embrace the Green New Deal and embrace fracking. That's like embracing Disney and embracing protecting children from sexual predators. Naturally, CNN chief Kamala cheerleader Dana Bash did not press Kamala on this obvious contradiction. Probably because Bash knew Kamala would melt down in a word salad of cackle. Remember, Bash had only one goal Thursday night. Protect her own status within the corrupt media by protecting Kamala. Kamala is lying about everything, as are all those anonymous aides and fake journalists out there trying to make her look like trans Ronald Reagan. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.